they understand that we have the keys to ascension. The ones that seem to be in power and could kill us if they wanted to or thought
they
could kill us.
See, and there, guess what, Bob? That's a good point. You're making a great point. They don't even know who they are, you see? Mm. The players keep changing. No one gave a fuck about the Ottoman Empire. But all of a sudden now the Kurds are about to have a nervous breakdown. They're giving up the safe zone. Now Syria, nothing. They're not even saying niggers. And now all of a sudden, now it's going to take over the whole wide world, if you hear the news lately.
And what takes over the whole world? What takes over the whole world?
Syria, the Ottoman Empire, the Byzantine Empire, Bob, that they quashed at Babylon 1,000 years before Constantinople. I mean, this is the same. We're fighting that war right now. Today.
All right, so they are making these moves.
No, we're not quite done. Just a minute.
Good.
When you say we, do they know who is they? They. We are not sure that who the they is. So whoever's in power. Okay, but tomorrow Assad is going to be in power. And the day after that, Baghdadi's going to be in charge. And behind the day after that, Salam Alam Maliki is going to be in charge. You see what I mean? That place isn't really lined up. They give and take. They wax and wane. They yi and yaw. He and ji and ha. They run things different. Their superfluous they keep shifting and changing. Now, that's the point. Now, the point is Trump becomes the modifier. Now, that's not the right word. He's really what he is he's a modulator. And mark that word, because you're going to hear it till you're sick of it. He's a modulator. He's going to convert the information and a tactile, visceral knowing and shift it into a way that's palatable. Okay?
For who?
For anybody he's speaking to. Afghanistan, it's not going to work out good for you. You have one choice, and this is how we're going to do it. You can either modulate your tune that you're singing into this song, or we're gonna remove you from the face of the earth. And then there's gonna be one conversation, and when they say yes or no, then that's gonna be done. It ain't gonna be no long war. It ain't gonna be you realize how much blood has got to flow in the Valley of Megiddo? It's a whole lot of motherfuckers fixing to bleed out now. Then that's got to be fast, because that stuff dries up, it coagulates. The point is, once that starts, the modulation will have begun. We haven't said those words at all. But that follows. You're just now finally asking the right and proper questions to get that bit of insight, which has everything to do with the crowns. Remember when we did the revelation and those kingdoms weren't the 10 crowns that everybody said was on the dragon? Remember we said it was all upside down and all those words? If you go back and listen, Bert
got it. You mean the ten kings of the beast?
Correct. That's exactly right. The crowns on the beast weren't those European Union conditions, and it was all very odd because that was what it was all about then. But now it's time to find out. Those kingdoms aren't even going to hold long enough for that to be validated. Because remember, this is the becoming. It's coming to that, going back to Genesis. That's the reason it's going to be all that's going to be left is a handful.
Right, and so the 10 crowns are some of them in the Middle East, like Syria.
They keep being gobbled up. They keep being, it's kind of like what happened
you
to Czechoslovakia.
See.
What happened to Czechoslovakia?
Okay, so these people are shifting different contenders of the empires.
Yes.
The only thing constant is us.
That's correct, and ridiculously so. Because you have no standing. You have no standing.
Right.
Do you see what I mean? If you called Peggy Mellon and said, "Hi, Peggy, I'm working on a little project. I'd like to see how you think about it. We're going to see. Can you have your people call our people?" She'd laugh you off the damn block. What do you want? I don't owe you nothing. Get out. She might be nice.
Well,
Carolyn. We'd have to deal with Carolyn, but yeah, she.
Okay,
you
but
don't
the point
command
is
that
you
don't command it today.
O'Fanell kept secret. He keeps hidden.
Well, and the proof of that is that you've been able to walk through every roadblock known to man.
Yes. Even the American citizenship.
Even Chris Story's threshold.
Right. That's right. Okay, so that's a good description of the present.
The new zeitgeist. The new one. Because it's changed.
Yeah.
You have new players. The game's the same, but you have new players.
Right. Okay, so the next thing is, when I was talking on Tuesday night with the tailgate about seeing the ghost at JW's, and Ion typed Entre Nous, that's between us.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that would be a secret because we've talked about it on the show many times.
No, that wasn't what that was about. That was fine. You've talked about that 1,000 times. No. What was between us were those details. What you had developed, what you had created, and you didn't divulge anything inappropriately.
Good.
You almost were going to the place to say, uh-huh, and this is what that meant, but you never did. So you never gave what that essence was. And then you went into Steve Jobs, and you went through all that stuff with the Amari Voss, and you went perfectly. Yeah. You just reported the details. You didn't say the details of why he had to be bound. You didn't understand that's the tech body. You didn't acknowledge that that's how it got captured, that that's how the apple, the fruit, the forbidden fruit, with the developing of the Black Mirror with Lewis and with Beauty and the Beast, Bitch Beauty, Cinderfeller, the Wizard and the Wizard and the Jizz, and the stories.
Who would that woman be? You got Wyndham Lewis and Mae Brussels?
No, it's all the fairy tales that have to do with the apple. The poison apple put Sleeping Beauty to sleep. The poison apple fucked Eve to death. The poison apple, the forbidden fruits, what you can't have, and this is what happened, which is why he had to be bound.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that, but that's my question. Was the ghost?
That's why you didn't divulge that, and we're glad.
Right, and I'm sure.
So
I'm not sure I knew it, but the question came up. I hadn't thought of it before.
You keep the best secrets, the ones you don't know. It's a great question.
Yeah. But look, I asked the right question. I said, was the ghost at JW's the tech body?
Representation of it.
Yes, it was a representation of it. And then Steve Jobs getting captured in the Amari was part of the building of the tech body?
It's part of the workings of it. The workings of it. See, it's a developing thing because you created this, obviously.
Right, so that's interesting. The whole Apple, the Apple company, the Apple technology, turned into the tech body. That's a new angle.
No. We had to capture the essence of the fruit to make it work,
Right, and that so that you could be part of it.
Well, could control what we could.
Yeah, 8/11. So the essence is Steve Jobs just being?
No, it took him out of the way so that we could get good access.
To the company's knowledge? Tim Cook's world?
Now, say it again, Bob.
So you wanted to get access to something. Is what you wanted to get access to was Tim Cook's world, the technology world.
He doesn't have a world. He doesn't run the technology. That runs him. See, he doesn't even know who he is.
Okay, so you wanted to get access. What'd you say? He isn't what he is?
He's not what he says he is.
Right. But is you get... you want to get access to the workings of whatever Apple is, the company.
No, we had to get access to the way that that body would be born. So you killed the chip body. that we were going to use that, but you killed it. You killed it. And that's okay. I mean, you do what you do. We don't challenge you. Well, when we do, it becomes a mess because we beat you to death and you go, I don't care. Beat me to death. I don't know anything. I've been doing this longer than everybody, and I know less than all of you. You think you know something? You need to talk to me. I know nothing. Absolutely nothing. So you undo it so empirically, you get no gain. Even when we get you out there, you don't have any gain because you go, well, of course I'm a liar. Everybody? No, that's not what you're supposed to fucking say. And you're like, well, I do. So what are you going to do? Say something. Yeah, and it's like, well, okay.
Okay, that's good. Now, this topic, is this for public? We wouldn't explain this, or?
No, there's no reason to explain this. You might get a sliver or two out of it if you want to with some of the hollerings, some of the scribblings.
Oh, that makes sense to people. I'll just say, you know, part of the creating of the tech body was the capturing of Steve Jobs and Amari. That would be enough for them. And they'd say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yes, you have to capture him. They don't know what happens after that, but that's
he must be suspended. Because loosed in the ethers, he'd be a problem. He knows too much.
Right. Now, is Bill Gates not a factor? He's a dummy?
Who?
Yeah, Bill Gates.
Never heard of him.
Right. So Steve Jobs is an important person, or was.
Was.
Did he have a very... Beg your pardon?
Was.
Yeah, was. Did he, I did not know this till recently, did he have a pretty close relationship with Joan Baez, the folk singer?
Limited. It was like a love, hate, love.
Right, but they were lovers occasionally.
Oh, yeah, you know, kind of like Worcester. He'd sleep with anybody after a while.
Right, well, Joan would sleep with anybody or Steve would sleep with anybody?
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes,
the thing is Joan, was she a smart person, you know, intriguing to him?
No, it was that forbidden fruit.
Okay. Well, what does that brings up
that
Bob Dylan.
Good. That was pretty good.
I didn't get that. Yeah, forbidden fruit. Very good. Why did Bob Dylan break off with Joan Baez? Legendary disconnect.
Because
not.
She called him what? She told him what he was, and he wasn't worth a damn, and he wasn't going to be anything, and she was sick of his shit, you know.
She wanted him to be an activist more than he would be.
She wanted him to be something. He was nothing. He was just... a bad trip.
Okay, so he became something. Was she surprised at that?
Did he? What did he
become? Yeah, he became a...
He just hollered a lot of music and tried to sing one or two songs, but he hadn't finished it yet. Like, come on, crazy.
No, he became a voice of a generation.
Oh, which generation? The one lost in space? Okay.
Yes. Okay, so you're not, but so she was right about him. He was a loser.
Yeah, she was right. A waste of time.
So she left him. She left him. He didn't leave her.
That's right. Exactly right. He didn't know he had her to leave. See, that's the rub. He's so brilliant. He didn't even know where he was.
Got it.
Yeah, we can do it too. We can do that. We can put some in your rip-rap. That'd be fun. You'd like that. Have Dylan knockoffs. That'd be fun. Think where nobody wants to listen to your shit, huh? How about that, Bob?
Mm-hmm. Okay, next point. The new mummies that were found in Egypt, was that triggered by us going into analyzing the tech body, the Egyptian Book of the Dead?
Yes, it opened up some of the ventricular... positions, yeah.
So it allowed those mummies to be found?
To be seen. They've always been found. They've never been seen.
Oh, people had them already. And do they go beyond the number of pharaohs? That gets into figures of pharaohs beyond?
They do.
All right. So
they do.
But
they
that
do,
is not talked
obviously.
Yeah, that's not talked about, is it? They don't say, oh, this moves up the counting. Right.
Well, they don't know. See, they're so immured in their delicious wonderfulness that they're so superior that they found yet another fabulous thing. They don't just like Thurston Howell the Third. They didn't know what to do, how wonderful they were. They keep telling them how fabulous they are, and they weren't sure from the last time how fabulous they were. But now it's very clear that we are as fabulous as we thought we were fabulous.
Okay.
Kind of like that. Kind of glib, sad, isn't it?
I give myself credit. I figured out that the Egyptian Book of the Dead is being analyzed now because it predicted the tech body.
And it shows you how to navigate it. It actually shows you how to navigate it. Now, we're being stupid with how we lay it out, meaning read a little word, say a little thing, this, that, and other. Now, in hindsight, we're going to come back and clean it up and sort of tell you, and we never said how to attach that to the keys and the airs. Because it's giving you little words on how to make it work, and that's what everybody's trying to figure out now is how to make it work. Once they do this, we're not going to tell them. But once they do this, we're not going to tell them. Once we do this, the needle's hung on the big troller. I better crank it, Mom. Once we do this, then they're going to find out they have some more keys to play on the pianeter to make some music.
Right. So it's all right. So probably this topic is for the public. There's an Ionaut named Joyce O'Keefe, lives in Ireland. She keeps her distance. She hardly ever communicates, but she seems to indicate interest. When I was in Dublin, I called her, asked her to come to Dublin, but she said she lived too far away, but she was probably afraid to meet me, and that was the real reason.
Yeah.
Okay, so she asked me, out of the blue, she texts me. She says, "Hi, Bob. Tech Body was talking about clearing using salt. I can't remember where I was listening to it. Do you know what they say about clearing yourself?" In brackets, assuming energetically.
Yes.
What is she talking about? I don't recall the salt
clearing.
Point.
Clearing with salt counts having people drinking salt, literally drinking salt, which a key does like a hammer. She has people doing that just naturally. But the salt is a type of preservative, but it helps clear, like from a spiritual standpoint. A lot of the hoodoo and a lot of the things that lay a layer, a ring of salt, the sodium in the salt, the NaCl, will block other things from penetrating it because the salt becomes an acidic balance or destabilizer for the world between the sublime and the carnal. The sublime and the carnal. Because they are in the same type of a world. They are spirits and things. But that clearing gets you in a position where you can embrace it. So you remember we told you to lay the brick dust on the door and then you wouldn't do that. We said lay the salt at the door to keep things when you're changing worlds so crazily that you didn't even know what you were doing. Remember?
Yes. Yeah.
That thing you didn't do. The thing you didn't do. that thing. Well, that's what that was for.
Good. Okay, so did you say the spirits are in the salt interval between the sublime and the carnal?
Nope, we didn't. We said the salt was a way to check them, to bring them into a position where they had to be checked or be in questioned or be subdued or be they don't have power in a salted world.
Right, so other people say, you might help people, and then you have to clear what you picked up from them. Salt helps. Is that the meaning of clearing? One of the meanings here with salt is applied.
It is.
And so it helps us. It helps us in relation to the tech body. So Carol's salt advice is useful for the tech body. Nobody knew that was a factor. The tech body was a problem.
That's true. And just said it for her to do it, and she just picked it up and went with it. So,
Now, is this a particular kind of salt, or it doesn't matter?
Uh-uh. Salt. As long as it's salty.
And so Joyce says, they said you need to clear the inside of the outside with what? Well, salt. So a very simple answer to her question. All right. She just thought you need to know more about it. No, just take the salt. You're okay. And most people would do that in water, right? Put it in water.
They would. Most people would.
Yeah.
But then, hey, they'll take a margarita and they'll salt the line of the glass. You know why? Because the spirits get in you. You know when they salt a margarita? They put salt on the top of the ring. That's why they do that. It's to put the salt to protect the spirit. And the alcohol, the tequila, is a spirit.
Right. Now, what part of Mexican or world culture knew that, and how did they find that out? Is that from
the Mayans.
Oh, yeah. They were pretty ascended. They
were
quite good.
Not as much as you, the fuckers would still be here, but they did all right.
They'd still be here if it wasn't for me?
No, they would still be, if they were as ascended as you,
they'd still be here. Right.
In this, they're still alive, but they'd be in this realm, but they're not, so they're not as they're not as ascended as you.
Right. So did they have connection back to the Yamaka continent through the Kwathanites? That's how they developed the knowledge?
They do. That's where they kind of came from. They came from then.
Right, right. And they just got isolated from Europe in South America, so that kept them pure, probably.
No, they came from before the Han dynasty.
Yeah. Right.
Before it.
Okay, but they didn't get involved with Europe. Well, Europe came, but no, they left before Europe came.
Right.
Right. So I would say they kind of remained pure and kept the knowledge they got from the Kwathanites and developed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, watched a movie Ed Long recommended called The Laundromat featuring Meryl Streep. They're trying to show something about the virtual economy. I don't think they did a good job too much, but what were they trying to sell, or how accurate was The Laundromat about what's going on?
Okay. What they're trying to do is they're trying to show the ridiculous ins and outs of the lawyer world and how it all flows in some ridiculous way to rich people to have their money and to keep it, and the perils that they have to go through that aren't accurate, and then the holes where things fall through the cracks, and we collect it this way, and then she can run around and collect all the monies, and when they lose the money, they file an insurance claim, and it was left to the lawyers, and they leave it to a trust, and blah, 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 blah. It's kind of farcical, ridiculous way to say that things are going on with monies.
Right. And it's visual space trying to keep up with the electric void, the virtual no money world and money. And laws are made or interpreted that they can get away with it. And it would be, in the end, she's almost political. Like, we got to make a campaign about this. She even throws in tax, financial campaign, election, probably a little hit at Trump. But the thing is, that's irrelevant to what's happening now. It doesn't tell us
now,
what Trump's
doing. Now it is. Now after World War One, the finish of World War One and the beginning of World War Two, that's what it was making reference of. Because that's what it was telling. See, that was the telling, because it's how business was done. I'm going to fuck you, and you're going to fuck me, and we're going to get paid to fuck, and we like that.
Right. And then that collapses in 2008 or earlier?
A little bit earlier.
Okay. So, I say that ION came forth March 18th, 2009, and was no longer having the characteristics of non-physical Dagoff. It started to create because I could hear it and we could talk. That's when you started to agree. Then you explained the history of the Guff. We went on for that for a few years. And then you pointed out that we are creating and taking over the chip body right now. But that started on March 18, 2007.
That's right.
You agree?
Exactly correct.
Is there some significance?
And you talked to JW at Infinitum regarding all those details, the silly details of how things were going to change for the bad back in the Bush days if they didn't get things straightened out, or if this didn't happen, or that didn't work, or this wasn't over.
Yeah.
And, of course, it all went to hell, and we watched it go to hell. We knew it was going to hell, and it went to hell. So
right, and then Ion showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have here in my notes, Hillary is anti-Russian and three Democrats. I've got to start making better notes. I don't know what I'm referring to, but it was something in the news last week. Hillary, okay, is Hillary contemplating running against Trump?
Ah, it's a chatter. They will not let it go. She wants it so bad she can taste it, but she's not going to do it. She can't be. She couldn't stand that embarrassment again. Because Trump, they don't. Even the Democrats are upset that they don't. That the only reason they're killing themselves to impeach him is because he's fixing to be president again, and they keep saying there's nothing we can do about it. Nothing.
Has any president ever gotten huge audiences while during the term before the so-called campaign or the
Not like this. Roosevelt, remember, he did the extra term, so he was.
Yes.
But he was just saving the day. Nobody else would take the fucking job because it was messed up. You know what I mean? It was bad, real bad. Nobody else wanted it. But he got extra time to save, to work it out, because nobody would do it. But, yeah, he tried to save them all, but he didn't do a very good job of it. But he held it
right,
down
and
best he could.
Yeah, and he did, you know, lots of people came out for his funeral train ride. But did he go around and have big stadiums when he was campaigning in 1940? He didn't do that.
No.
So no president. I mean, I never paid attention to how big stadiums that Obama got while he was president.
He never did a single stadium. He wouldn't go. Nobody would show up. That was the days nobody cared. Okay, you put a nigger in the White House. Well, a 1/16th of a black man in the White House, or some Kenyan or something. You know, it's all kind of crazy stuff. And it is what it is. That's fine, but. You know, it's like, come on.
Not following it that closely. I didn't know. So, what we're seeing with Trump
nobody did.
Has never happened.
Nobody
before.
Did. Right. Nobody, Bob, the world like you, nobody did. Nobody followed it. That's right.
Nobody
followed him. They still don't. They
right.
talk about him now, like he did this and he did that. And everybody goes, okay, good. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Look at how they do. Michelle Obama, everybody just loves and fawns all over her, but then they start putting her on the seat. Oh, no, well, whatever. Yeah, that's right. Good for her. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you mean when they put her on TV, did you just say it failed?
Yeah.
Right.
She can't hold.
So why?
She is beloved, but she cannot hold attention.
Right. And Ion did say she'd do well after they stepped down. She herself would do well. Is she doing well?
Relatively.
Does she want to be a big phenomenon in the media and run for president?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Does Oprah want that?
Oprah's a little scared. You scared her, Bob.
She knows about us here on the island.
She does. She damn sure does. Yeah, she's scared. She's trying to hold herself together because she knows. Your little buddy Tyler Perry told her that she better back up.
Wow.
He's your dear friend, by the way.
Yeah, we went and looked at his mansions in Atlanta, but he had already been involved with us through JW.
That's right.
Yeah. So, so Oprah.
Oakry, pronounce it right. Pronounce it correctly, Oakry.
Oh, yeah, right. So JW had a dream where JW and I and Carolyn were sitting in a cafe, probably on Maui, and Oakry walked up to us and introduced herself. Is that something still being done? Coming down the pike?
Yeah, she's got to meet you. JW didn't met her. Nothing to write home about, but.
Yeah, I remember I heard that. So Oprah, Does she know about the Coldplay and that stuff that's
no,
coming?
She doesn't know. She doesn't know that. She gets winds of it.
But why is she afraid of us? Because she doesn't know. Is she afraid of us because she knows Ion's powerful and these nobody's got Ion? So, who are these people? Is it something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, and she also heard it from when she could not embrace Esther Hicks.
Yeah, she heard what Ion said about Esther Hicks?
Yeah.
So she couldn't embrace Esther Hicks, even though Hicks was
right.
Relatively real in her world. Okay,
and
she couldn't do
and
it.
And easy and plowing it. Or let's bold and it's simmering stream bullshit. Which is the easiest stuff in the world, and she couldn't embrace that. It was too avant-garde for her
right.
then. So even in her weirdness, she couldn't have that. So then she got really concerned with this thing, because this thing is over the top. It's off the chain.
Right. And so she wouldn't be able to spout the wisdom that she's known for in her show, the platitudes, if she took what we say seriously. She wouldn't be able to do her, she wouldn't have a mind to talk her blather, correct?
Correct. And that's
yeah.
why Gail and everybody else just kind of left her, because they're like, you weak as water. You know, you're nothing.
Yeah. Okay, so.
And she is. And
so
where is she now? Rambling around trying to buy her diet food.
Okay, why is Hillary
trying to buy
bragging? What?
Trying to buy. Oh, we did. Where's that? She bought Weight Watchers. Oh.
Oh, she's trying to make an old diet food.
Diet food, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Is it because she sees what Carolyn's going to do and she is doing and she thinks she can do it too?
No. She's just morbidly obese and knows it's a problem, so she's trying to get in on the market while she can. So.
Why doesn't she use Carolyn's products?
Carolyn doesn't promote weight loss, Bob.
Okay. All right. So Hillary's been bragging this past week, saying, you know, Trump's an idiot. We got to get rid of him. Maybe I'll come back. Mm-hmm. What is prompting that braggadocio?
She can't stand it. She can't stand it. She got whooped, and she cannot. She just cannot take it. She cannot.
Yeah, because her reputation, all that work she did all her life to have a great reputation is now changed
and
by the new reputation.
And she's fixing, and she's got to do something right quick because she's fixing to be indicted in a grand jury and they're fixing to go to damn jail. And then so she's got to have a reason to say, oh, Trump just went after me because I was going to beat him at president.
Oh, I see. See, she has to pretend she's in the running. Oh, that's a protection.
Right.
Okay.
A tiny little hedge.
Right. Now, I have here Hillary is anti-Russian and three Democrats. What the hell could I have been referring to there?
Okay.
Something
you were referring to the issue that came up with the Ukrainian connection to the DNC server that ended up in Ukraine. And they're trying to isolate that to get that settled so that information can be wrought. Trump is on that. And what your news report is they're trying to say that that's fictitious, it's not real, you can't do that, that's not
and
that.
And the State Department said, no problem with the email. That came out yesterday, I think.
Of course, and there is
and
a problem with
bullshit.
The email.
Yeah,
right.
And that's bullshit.
And everybody knows that, and they're saying, okay, well, what else is that? What else is okay? While you're at this, go and tell us the rest of the stuff. It's cleaned up all successfully. You see, because then all of a sudden you're like, all right, you're one of them too. You're the deep part of, quote, deep state yourself, you see. So Trump's letting them dig a little deeper. Oh, okay, everything's okay. Oh, corruption. Hold on. Wait, I'm sorry. You're right. This is United States of America. In America, we shouldn't have corruption. Okay, I've been thoroughly investigated for corruption. Is that right? Does everybody agree? Okay, now we're going to look at everybody else's corruption. in any other countries. Can y'all help us? Y'all got some dirt on the Biden? Send it on over. Y'all got something nasty? Go ahead and tell Mr. Barr. Yeah, you got some old emails. There's a server. Ukraine has a server from Hillary Rotten Clinton. No, no, no. That's on Weenie's laptop. Oh, yeah. The Silas Do-Good letters. Where are they now? Now, what name was it under? Oh, be careful. Now, what was the name now? Which ones are we looking for? Oh, Lord. No, not from Obama Nation itself. Say it, Katie. So, oh, no, Lord. We can't have corruption in the United States of America. And when he does, he's going to play that all into it. And then what's going to happen is he's going to use the very same thing they're doing to him, the very same thing they're doing to him, and he's going to slay them with that thing. Shift, poor shifty
right.
Shift. And so that's what that's all about. And he's doing it on purpose, quietly, letting them say anything they want to, letting them do anything they want to, tear it up, burn it down. All right, you're laughing now, but you're going to be crying before you go to bed. That's what he keeps saying. You're laughing now,
okay,
but it's not going to go good.
So what you've been saying the last 5 minutes, does Ivanka like that when we play this stuff? Or they don't mind us revealing the motives for the constitutional crisis?
The constitutional
it's the convention,
same thing.
They don't mind
No, they don't mind that because it's great. You know why it's great? Because it's where we are. It's what's got to happen. It's what's got to be cleaned up. Drain the swamp.
Right. Already. Okay, so then the final point
they
would
say
be...
it every day. They say it every day on Fox News, too, so that's always good.
Yeah. They mention the Constitutional Convention?
Every day.
Okay.
And try to do everything to get nasty Nancy Pelosi. They do everything to make her say it too. Make her say it too.
Oh, yeah. Right. So
everything they can do.
So why are the... Okay, we know that Schiff and this basement inquiry is based because they don't have anything. They're looking for something. And they have well-timed leaks. Some senator comes out, I've never heard such crap. And this is horrible. This is terrible. Trump's got to go down. Trump's letting that happen, but these guys are being scripted to come out and leak stuff, supposedly, that their ship's finding out, correct?
On purpose, yes.
I know, but would they, these leakers, are they actually working for Trump, trying to intensify the crisis?
They are. We're trying to make it a thing. Yeah, they're stirring it up. Problem in Ukraine, Bob, who the fuck even knows where the Ukraine is? Who knew? Bob, put your finger on the map and show me where Ukraine is without the letters on it. I defy you to even find where it is off how close it is to the Black Sea and how it becomes the most significant thing of all the United States of America now, all ripped up on the Russians and the Ukraine. Damn that Ukraine. The very
it's
idea.
The Black...
Come on now.
Yeah, you've been pointing out that you've been holding back on the significance of the Black Sea, but is that part of the rise of the Ottoman Empire? Are they around the Black Sea?
They are.
Okay.
They are.
All right.
Good.
That's interesting.
Good construct. That's good, Bob. You're doing good.
Right.
That's why you get paid the big bucks, Bob.
Yep. So to finish up, so those guys, the State Department, they even say in the news today, this guy, he's deep state, and he's turning on Trump. And those guys actually work for Trump, or helping
they
the
do.
Trump thing?
All right, so feeding the beast.
Yeah, I used to say that Carol and I were the only ones who reappeared. It's like Trump represents that. He's the only thing happening. Everything else is controlled by him.
Well, you remember the tail wag the dog when the tail wags the dog. This is the funny example of wag the dog.
All right, very good. So, is there something you want to go on to make a sound bite in our last minutes? Do you have something that we didn't bring up that you want said, or do you need a question?
There's a very delightful condition that you've embraced, And now you have a good little CRISPR taste. And now your science has a way to validate that ascension is a possibility. So possible that now you can know why you can or cannot do it. Before, it was some superfluous ideology that Bob was spewing as he was doing that he didn't even understand what it was either, which is just delicious that the leader of the camp doesn't even know what we're doing. That's our Bob, and he's balling. Don't flip the script now. He'll blow your shit up now. You think Margaret Thacker got something on Bob? We'll blow your shit up. That's what you need to know. He will do that. The Falklands would have never made it now, just so everybody knows. So
yeah.
The point, this becomes a simple, easy way to attach and apply the new amino acid conversation into the thalamus, the hypothalamus, and how that all moves into the moving of the body that changes the way the lymphatic system processes food, nutrition, information, and the new bacteria sewage laced bacteria, not virus, bacteria that's going to ease you into ascension. How about that one, Bob?
That's a good one. That can be made public, and the scientists and the bad guys can't use it. They don't know what we're talking about.
Yep, and you know what you said? Choke them if they can't take a fuck, Bob.
Yep. I've been known to say that many times. Okay, so let's...
happy day.
So thank you very much again. Another wonderful session. And you will leave, and I will then talk to JW.
You will very well.
Linger. You will lurk, I guess. Don't leave.
Nah, probably. It's a sideshow, Bob. It's a sideshow.
I will continue to entertain you.
Marvelous. Happy days. Thank you for the break.
Thank you.